Chapter 1. Grin of a Friendly Shark. Stalker felt the bullet tear through him. The pain was unbearable. Still he kept going. What a man. Why didn't he drop? Why would he? He'd been shot in Berlin, Belgrade, and Budapest. Every major Iron Curtain country. Or what used to be Iron Curtain countries. Conrad Stalker, the last great cold warrior, laid low by Glasnost. Fighting for his life in a pied-à-terre on the upper west side of Manhattan. Ah, Jesus. He rolled off the bed, vowing to keep his feet fastened firmly on the ground. He clutched his chest where the bullet had gone through him. No blood. Stumbling blindly towards the bathroom, he was determined not to sink to his knees. Staring into the mirror, Stalker was greeted by the familiar reflection of a rugged face with short, cropped steel-gray hair and piercing dark eyes. Not bad for 62. 63? 64? Which was it? And for how many years? Pain was subsiding now. Stalker was able to breathe more regularly. Maybe it hadn't been a bullet. Footsteps. Where the hell was his gun? Are you okay, Mr. Cortland? He stared up at the stunning young African-American woman standing naked in the doorway. When his number was finally up, he always hoped it would be on a mission with just such a beautiful woman cradling him in her arms. Where the hell was his gun?
Fine, no problem. Just a little indigestion.
How old are you, Mr. Cortland?
This gonna affect our business relationship?
I really should leave. If the head office ever knew... Oliver stared blankly at the woman and asked,
"Who are you?
This another game?"
"Game?
Last night, the clandestine James Bond routine?" Oliver felt bewildered. He had no idea where he was, nor the identity of this beautiful naked black woman. Sitting abruptly on the edge of the bathtub, he crossed his legs and, with the studied nonchalance he'd employed for years at auditions, piped up in his raspy voice,
"Tell me about yourself, dear."
"Mr. Cortland, I've got to get to the office."
"What office is that exactly?"
"Ticonderoga Insurance."
"Oh, insurance."
None of this rang the tiniest of bells.
"So you're not a dancer?"
"Do you know who I am?" The woman's mood had turned most responsible as she reached for a plaid robe hanging on the back of the bathroom door and slipped it on.
"Who's playing games now?"
"What is my name?"
"This is very embarrassing. I can't remember."
"Dorothea Haynes."
"That's your name?"
Dorothea nodded and asked calmly, "Do you remember why I came here?"
"You gotta be a cop. I haven't been grilled like this since...
A tear rolled down Oliver's face. Dorothea touched his cheek briefly, then marched back out to the living room to retrieve her briefcase. Removing Oliver's file, she reviewed the original $100,000 policy taken out in 1955. The beneficiary had been Lydia Hammond Cortland, wife. A year later, the policy had been altered, making the beneficiary Hammond Cortland, son. More money had been pumped into the policy over time until it was worth over $1 million. But large sums had been borrowed against the policy in recent years. Also, there was the matter of Oliver's birth date, which had been mysteriously erased. All these irregularities had prompted the Home Office to assign the bothersome policy to their top troubleshooter, 28-year-old Dorothea Haynes, who had been sent to track down Cortland dead or alive. She learned just how alive he was the previous afternoon in his pied-à-terre on West 69th Street. "I've been trying to locate you for quite a while," she said crisply as she stood in the doorway of his office.
"And I